欢迎各位收看这一期的深度快评。
Welcome everyone to this episode of Deep Dive.
今儿咱们聊什么呢？
What shall we talk about today?
聊一场发生在海上的量子力学实验啊。
Let's talk about a quantum physics experiment that took place on the sea.
就在几个小时以前。
Just a few hours ago.
德黑兰跟华盛顿联合奉献了一出年度悬疑大戏啊。
Caron and Washington have teamed up for a yearly suspense drama.
伊朗的半官方的法尔斯通讯社 Fars News 率先扔出了一枚这个重磅炸弹。
The Iranian semi-official news agency Fars News Agency was the first to drop this bombshell.
声称说这个伊斯兰革命卫队啊。
Claiming that this Islamic Revolutionary Guard
在这个海域附近精准命中了美军的驱逐舰
accurately hit the U.S. Navy destroyer in this sea area.
但是您转头去看看这个美国中央司令部 CENTCOM 啊。
But then I turned my head to look at the U.S. Central Command.
在这个社交媒体上实时更新。
Keep up to date with the latest news on social media.
那您得到了却是一个极其冷淡的否认，说没有这事儿。
Then you got a very cold denial that there was no such thing.
啊，没有任何这个军舰受损，相关报道完全不符合事实。
There are no reports that the ship was damaged, which is completely false.
这个发现了吗？
Have you noticed this?
在2026年的今天啊。
In the year 2026.
一艘排水量几千吨的钢铁巨兽是否被击中竟然成了一个物理学上的一个叠加态啊。
Could a steel behemoth with a displacement of several thousand tons actually exist in a superposition state after being hit?
在法尔斯通讯社的镜头里呢，还是有起火的这个残骸啊。
In the footage from Reuters, there is a fire in the wreckage.
但是在美国的这个中央司令部的简报里呢
，However, in the briefing provided by the Central Command in the United States,
它是优雅的巡航者。
It is a graceful cruiser.
这种这个怎么讲叫罗生门式的交火啊？
This is a classic case of the Rashomon effect, where different people have different perspectives on the same event.
揭示了一个真相。
Reveal the truth.
什么？摧毁敌人的实体装甲，已经远远没有摧毁对手的叙事逻辑来更划算了。
It is far more cost-effective to destroy an enemy's physical armor than to destroy their narrative logic.
这伊朗呢打的不是导弹，是什么
？What is Iran actually attacking?
你知道吗
？Do you know?
是全球市场的恐慌指数
，Global Panic Index.
只要世界还在怀疑
，As long as the world is still in doubt.
只要保费还在跳涨。
As long as the premiums continue to rise,
这场这个认知战的目的啊
，The purpose of this cognitive war is，
他们就已经达到了
，They have already reached it。
那么紧接着咱们再拆解一个那个听起来非常高级的任务啊。
Then we'll break down another very advanced task，
叫做什么项目自由啊
？What project are you working on？
Project Freedom.
Project Freedom.
根据这个《华盛顿邮报》和 Political 的这个综合的跟踪
，Based on this comprehensive tracking by the Washington Post and the Political.
那么这个行动呢，是从5月4号今天清晨啊开始启动的。
So this action started this morning, May 4th.
您听这名字啊，充满了拯救者的仪式感啊。
Listen, the name itself is full of the feeling of a savior.
Project Freedom.
Project Freedom.
但是咱拨开这个话题啊。
But let's get to the point.
这其实是华盛顿的一份什么？ 信用破产抵押书。
This is actually a credit default swap issued by Washington.
大家想过没有？
Have you ever thought about it?
为什么美军在宣布主要战事已经结束之后，
Why did the US military announce that the main conflict had ended after?
还要如此大张旗鼓？
Still so grand.
你想过没有？
Do you ever think about it?
这个英国的这叫做海事媒体。
This is a maritime media from the UK.
这个报道啊，说披露一组数字，说为了这个护舰任务啊。
This report says that it reveals a set of figures saying that for this joint operation,
美军动用了过百架的战机。
The US military deployed over 100 aircraft.
还有这 1.5 万名的服役人员。
There are also these 5,000 service personnel.
这种量级的投入。
This level of investment.
我跟你讲。
I'm telling you.
仅仅是为了确保商船不再被几条这个便宜的导弹艇来骚扰吗？
Just to ensure that merchant ships are no longer harassed by a few cheap missile boats.
这就好比什么呢？
What is this like?
就好比这个啊，武林盟主啊。
Like this, the head of the martial arts alliance.
以前你想我坐在山上没人敢动。
Before, I wanted you to be alone on the mountain so no one would dare to approach.
是吧？
Do you know?
现在您得亲自下山。
Now you have to go down the mountain yourself.
给每一辆飙车当保镖。
If each racer a bodyguard.
这根本就不叫强大了。
This is not even strong.
这叫什么？霸权的边际治理成本已经完全走向失控了。
What is the name of this kind of governance that has completely lost control of its marginal costs?
这就特别像啊，我们以前节目中讲的那个达里欧分析的，说
This is really like what we talked about in our previous program, the Dalio analysis.
美军一定能在战场上胜利。
The U.S. military will definitely win on the battlefield.
但是它最终是一个信用失衡的这么一个输家啊。
But he was ultimately a loser in a state of credit imbalance.
确实我们已经看到了。
Indeed, we have seen it.
那么现在呢？
So now,
再把视线
look again,
咱们从这个海面啊，转向那些这个西装革履的精算师们啊。
Let's turn to those sophisticated actuaries who are adapting to this new environment.
能源分析机构叫做 Vertex.
The energy analysis agency is called Vertex.
还有这个 Discovery Alert.
There is also this Discovery Alert.
那么在今天的这个最新报道中呢？
So in today's latest report,
他们给出一个数字啊。
They give a number.
说海域周边的原油供应缺口啊。
Regarding the oil supply shortage in the South China Sea,
已经保持在每天900万到1000万桶的峰值了。
It has been maintained at a peak of 9 million to 10 million barrels per day.
但是您如果只是盯这个缺口，
But if you just stare at this gap,
您还在第一层啊。
We're still on the first floor.
真正的深度博弈在第五层。
The real deep game is in the fifth layer.
什么？一个能源堰塞湖正在形成。
What is a reservoir of energy forming?
您得记住4月28号这个日子。
You must remember this date, April 28.
这什么日子？
What day is it?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
这是阿联酋啊。
This is the United Arab Emirates.
宣布要退出 OPEC, 欧佩克的日子。
Announcing the decision to withdraw from OPEC.
你想，这看起来这个特别像那个战时紧急救援，是吧？
Do you think this looks like a wartime emergency rescue?
我跟您讲，实则是什么？
What are you talking about?
这是一个背刺。怎么讲？
How to say this?
背刺我给你分析一下。
Every time I analyze it for you.
它标志着维持了半个世纪的全球能源协调机制。
It marked the end of the global energy coordination mechanism that had been in place for half a century.
在面对这种极端的这个地缘压力之下呢
？Under this extreme geopolitical pressure,
我跟你讲，已经碎成了一地的玻璃渣了。
I'm telling you, it's completely shattered into shards of glass.
那么更深层的逻辑是什么？
What is the deeper logic behind it?
即便冲突
Even in conflict
即使明天啊，就是截止了啊，戛然而止
Even if tomorrow is the deadline, it will suddenly stop.
这个名为风险溢价的病毒啊
This virus, called risk premium
已经永久地寄生在了全球航运的血管里了。
It has permanently embedded itself in the veins of global shipping.
这场冲突证明了什么？
What does this conflict prove?
即便是人类文明最核心的航道，
Even the most fundamental roots of human civilization.
在现代这种不对称的战术面前，
In the face of this asymmetric warfare.
也显得非常非常的脆弱。
It also appears very, very fragile.
但是您别忘了
But don't forget.
咱们政客手里呢都还掐着表呢啊。
Our politicians are still keeping to the schedule.
这个目前的局面就像一场还没打完。
The current situation is like a battle that hasn't ended yet.
但是租约到期的电影，白宫现在是急着想结账走人啊。
However, the White House, which is now the site of a movie, is in a hurry to move out because the lease has expired.
宣布胜利了。
Announced victory.
你想德黑兰
I want to be black.
怎么想
How to think.
德黑兰
Tehran.
哎
I'll
看准了你这种急于想脱身的心理啊。
I see that you're in a hurry to get out.
据这个美联社 AP News 今日援引了伊朗内部媒体的消息
According to this AP News report, which was sourced from Iranian internal media,
说德黑兰啊已经公开了一份所谓的14点和平提议、啊、
The Iranian government has publicly released a so-called 14-point peace proposal,
要求撤销所有制裁
Demanding to abolish all ownership.
而且要结束这个封锁。
And to end this blockade.
这哪是和平协议啊？
What is this supposed to be a peace agreement?
这分明就是城下之盟的草稿纸啊。
This is clearly a draft paper for a deal made with the people.
美军的底牌是什么？
Why are the U.S. military's trump cards?
美军说
The U.S. military said
这个军事目标已经达成了、啊、
This military objective has been achieved.
基本达成
Okay, it's done.
我现在就要用封锁来让你慢性失血、啊、
I'm going to use a blockade to make you bleed out slowly.
伊朗那边底牌是什么？
What are Iran's cards?
伊朗说
Iran said
我知道啊
I know
啊，你这个川普政府怕陷入泥潭啊
You guys, the Trump administration are really in a bind
啊，怕大选出问题是不是
Afraid that the election will bring problems
哎
Oh
所以我每天在海上我就撩拨你一下
So every day, I'm teasing you on the sea.
啊，这是双方一种心理战。
This is a psychological battle between the two sides.
这种打打停停的、这弹弹的节奏
This intermittent stop and go and bouncy rhythm.
我跟你说
I'm telling you.
其实什么是一种动态平衡的折磨。
In fact, what is a dynamic equilibrium?
这里面你知道最令人反胃的反感的地方在于什么
What is the most disgusting or repulsive thing you know about this?
您分析啊
Analyze.
这两个高层啊
These two high-level people.
在这个桌面上面
On this desk.
你推杯换盏啊
You're just toasting and toasting.
谈提议
Discuss the proposal.
可怜底层的士兵船员啊，在海面上用生命去填补那些所谓的压力测试。
Poor lower level soldiers and sailors, they are sacrificing their lives to fill the so-called pressure tests at sea.
各位
Hello?
您看完这场啊
After watching this,
由这个法尔斯通讯社和美国中央司令部联合导演的这个美军遇袭罗生门
This is a joint operation directed by the Associated Press and the U.S. Central Command, a door-to-door operation.
咱们能学到什么
What can we learn?
您知道吗
Do you know?
咱们学到的就是在2026年战争啊
What we learned is about the war in 2026.
不再只是导弹的硬碰硬了。
It's no longer just about hard-hitting missiles.
它是什么？算力。
What is the computing power?
叙事力。
Narrative power.
社会心理承受力，一个综合的绞杀。
Social psychological resilience is a comprehensive concept.
伊朗的这一枚这个虚构导弹啊
，These fictional weapons from Iran，
在社交媒体上，在这个金融终端上造成这个爆炸效果啊。
The social media phenomenon has caused a huge impact on this financial terminal.
远远已经超过了物理世界的伤害。
Far beyond the physical realm.
那么今天这个美国的这个护航行动啊
Today, the U.S.'s escort operation
本质上是在用航空母舰的编队去填补一个已经破损的霸权形象。
In essence, it is filling a void left by the broken dominance of the aircraft carrier fleet.
波斯湾的浪潮啊依然在拍打两岸。
The waves of the Persian Gulf are still crashing against the shores.
真相到底是什么
？What is the truth?
或许在未来某一天啊
，Maybe one day in the future.
某个解密的书里呢，会有交代的。
There must be a solution in a book that has been deciphered.
但是对于身处当下的我们来说
，However, for those of us who are living in the present.
真相已经退化了。
The truth has deteriorated.
退化成了一种选择了。
Degradation became a choice.
在这个喧嚣的时代，保持独立的逻辑啊。
Maintaining independent logic in this noisy era.
或许是我们对这个复杂世界的最后的抵抗。
Perhaps this is our last resistance to this complex world.
好了。
Okay.
以上呢，就是咱们本期这个深度快评的全部内容了。
That's all for this episode of our in-depth commentary.
如果您觉得咱们今天这个逻辑拆解呢
，If you think that the logical breakdown we did today is
对你有所启发啊
，That's really inspiring.
或者您对这场海上量子力学还有不同的看法。
Or do you have a different opinion on this quantum mechanics in the sea?
欢迎您在评论区留言啊。
Welcome to leave your comments in the comment section.
如果您喜欢这种硬核犀利的深度分析
，If you like this hardcore in-depth analysis,
哎
，I'll
您别忘了点赞
，Don't forget to like
收藏
，Select。
您还能够转发给身边喜欢地缘政治的朋友。
You can also forward it to your friends who are interested in geopolitics.
您的支持是我持续产出深度内容的一个动力。
Your support is the driving force behind my continued production of in-depth content.
点击关注，不会错过下一次逻辑暴击。
Click to follow, will not miss the next logical breakthrough.
咱们下期见。
See you next time.